Pokemon trainers. Welcome to Pokemon Monday episode. I have no idea. 30 something. I don't know. We have an excuse because we weren't on last week.
Yeah.
I'm Carolyn. With me are.
Associate editor Michael Grimm, GamesRadar.com.
And this is Oshia production editor Henry Gilbert, GamesRadar.com.
Yay, so,
Also 911truth.org.
So, yeah, last week was a little bit different. I hope that everyone stuck around. I think it was really well received. A little change of pace, but that was totally a one-time deal, probably, so.
Who knows, April Fool's Day.
Yeah, maybe. Although, Henry, you just said it. Now we can't do that.
Pokemon Monday UK.
If you tuned into Talk Radar episode 138, you would have heard that Pokemon Monday invaded Talk Radar this week, so.
Heck yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed that. I just assume that people who listen to Pokemon Monday, like, are all Talk Radar listeners. Like, they were all referred here, Talk Radar.
I think there's a lot of crossover.
Yeah. But if anyone was checking out Talk Radar for the first time, which I kind of doubt, but if you were. Okay, this is episode 34. Thank you, Henry.
All right.
Pokemon Monday, episode 34!
Hey.
Wow. Yeah, so, but yeah, I hope everyone enjoyed it. I hope people, if you haven't checked out Talk Radar, to check it out if you are okay with a little bit of a saltier...
Definitely saltier.
Yeah, saltier show.
There may have even been alcoholic beverages consumed. Of course, by people of legal age, but still.
Yes. So shall we get into the news? There's a ton of stuff to talk about today.
Yeah, I'm up for news.
So I did not go to, there was, the, I think that the mall tour started.
Yeah, I meant to go to that.
I'm not sure if it was the first date, but yeah, it was down in San Jose. I skipped it, because the only thing that was really going to be a draw for me was the Celebi that they're giving away, but they're going to do that at GameStop soon.
Mm-hmm. And you've already played Black and White anyway, so.
Yeah, I've played Black and White, and I didn't really have any interest in seeing the Zoroark movie, so.
Was the lovely city of San Jose not a big enough draw?
It was not. It's somewhere in Oak Ridge, too. That's not even close to my parents' house, so. But I heard that there was a hacked Spiritomb that was distributed.
What?
Yeah, so I really don't like when people do this. It's just not fair. Like, the majority of people who go to those Pokemon events are not, like, super... I mean, maybe not the majority, but there's a good portion that are just, like, kids who don't know any better. Yeah. They wouldn't know that it's not legit. So, I don't know, you guys.
That's just bad boys.
Yeah, it's really... Good. Yeah, it's like if it's like one thing if you... I think we've talked about this on episodes past, but it's one thing if you want to hack your own game, but... To, like, infest other people's games with hacked Pokemon. It was a Wonder Guard Spiritomb.
It messes up the competitive spirit of the whole thing.
Yeah. Too. So, yeah.
It was actually a keylogger that he was distributing with that Spiritomb. So it was getting everyone's Wi-Fi passwords. That's not true. I made all of that up.
Yeah, so, I mean, at least this time it wasn't anything, like, totally malicious, like that one, what was it, at the, like, a Gengar or something at the Nintendo party?
Where it was explicit?
Yeah, at least there wasn't anything explicit on that, but still, you guys, it's really not cool, cool, guys. Yeah.
Why are you trolling seven-year-olds,
exactly, exactly.
That and they're making the Bay Area look bad.
Well, who knows, they might show up to the next one, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would actually like to hear if anybody went to the mall tour, and if anyone can report from the... From the streets, a little...
Guerrilla journalism.
Yes, we would love to hear your stories about that. So, but yeah, so that's that.
Or just beat us with your hack Spiritomb and say nothing else.
Yesterday was also the last day for the Ash's Pikachu distribution at Toys R Us. So I also, even though there was like a long window to get it, I also did not get my Ash's Pikachu.
We live in a pretty big, bad place, though, for Toys R Us.
Yeah.
But, like, the nearest one's, like, many, many miles away.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I saw a sign. Isn't there a Toys R Us at the San Fran place? I thought I saw a sign for it there.
That's what I think it's a Babies R Us.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You can't get close
down
there. But yeah, so I hope everyone got their Ash's Pikachu who wanted one. Also, speaking of download distributions and stuff, I had a problem this weekend. I was trying to... So you know how they're redoing the Shiny Legendary Beast giveaway over Wi-Fi?
Mm.
So, and I had accidentally deleted a bunch of my Raikou Wonder Cards before I I received the gift from the guy at the Pokemart. It would not let me re-download.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I... Like, maybe I'm doing something wrong, but as far as I know, like, looking at the Bulbapedia entry for Wonder Card, if you delete the Wonder Card, and they told me this, too, at Nintendo when I went to go see Black and White a couple weeks ago, if you delete your Wonder Card, you should be able to re-download it if you haven't received the gift. Like, if you deleted the Wonder Card before you received the gift from mm-hmm. The delivery man at the Pokemart, and the event is still going on, you can re-download it. But I tried on, like, 3 different cartridges, and I couldn't get it to download. It always said you'd received this gift before, even though I had neither Raikou nor Wonder Card from Raikou.
Weird.
So maybe I'm just doing something weird. I wonder if anyone can confirm or deny that, because it was really frustrating, because I really couldn't figure out what was wrong, and it was going against everything that the internet said for what you should be able to do. It was going against what Nintendo told me that I should be able to do.
So I didn't know. So they're getting... I didn't know this. The beasts are being given away on Wi-Fi as well.
So there was no need for us to haul ourselves to GameStop. Yeah.
Or hang out in that food court adjacent to GameStop.
Exactly. The trainer name is different. Like, the OT is different, but everything else I think is the same.
I need to get on the Wi-Fi.
It was dogs, and now it's boobs.
Yes. That is correct. And then what else is going on? Oh, there's a weird rumor on, this was reported on, I think, Bulbapedia, that there was some, and again, this is maybe just like some weird game of telephone where, like, there was a mistranslation, but apparently there was an event in the UK, and some Spanish site, Mary Station, interviewed one of the developers of Black and White, this guy named Mana Ibe, and he said, and this is translated from Japanese to Spanish to English, so it might not be
telephone
there. Yeah, it's a very telephone situation, but they asked him about the third version of Black and White, like if it was going to be gray and if it was going to be on 3DS or what. Because I think a lot of us are kind of assuming that it's going to be on 3DS. And he replied, and I'm quoting from Bulbapedia, "No, not at all. We finished this installment with Black and White versions." So if you take that quote at face value, it sounds like they're not going to do a third version.
Which would be crazy.
I don't. I think he's so lying.
Yeah, I think there must be something.
I think that it was more... I think it was a more possible translation is... This is our last DS game, or we finished the series on the DS. Like, this is our third and final DS game. I don't know. I think that's more likely. I just recently did my first interview using a translator, and it's really weird and kind of frustrating because, like, there were a couple times where I did where in the interview, like, I felt like the translator wasn't catching exactly my meaning. Yeah. So then I got a sideways answer to something. But you can't go. I didn't have the guts to go back and just say, actually, did you say this to them? I just moved on to my next question.
Yeah, sometimes that happens too, where it's not just the answer that's not being translated correctly, but that the original question wasn't translated correctly.
Yeah. Because it was.
I don't want to say names or games or anything, but just as vague as possible. An example of that is someone from the Future Office went to Japan recently and was interviewing a developer, and he was saying I was asking a question like, oh, in your games there's often a theme of like forbidden, like things that are forbidden, like does that carry over to this game? Like, is there going to be some kind of like tabooed, you know, topics kind of, you know, touched upon or whatever? And the translator translated, and the answer came back, various areas of the game will be locked when you start playing. And it's like, no, that wasn't the question.
Well, what was funny, in my interview, though, it was at Nintendo for the Dragon Warrior 6, and it was really cool. And there were a couple moments, though, where I could say, universal words that are also in Dragon Quest. The funniest one was where I said puff puff, which is like the dirtiest joke in the game, where you get a puff puff massage from a sexy lady, and how it's been sort of edited out of previous versions. But the second I was like, I was saying my question, and then I said puff puff, and then all three of the Dragon Quest guys laughed.
Nice. But yeah, so I don't know. I don't think that there's anything. I don't think we should read too much into this. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Right.
And also, people have speculated. Bulbapedia points out on their article that it's already kind of been speculated the legendary Kyurem is he's like gray colored, so it kind of seems pretty obvious that he's going to be the version mascot of the third game.
Yeah.
So.
No way. They're going to have a third version. They would never, like, that's just leaving money on the table.
Yeah.
Which Pokemon does not do. They grab all that money off the table.
And I do think it's highly likely that it's going to be for 3DS, because there's another news story, actually, on PokeBeach, that Black and White actually features limited 3DS enhancements.
Yeah, I read that.
And we already kind of knew. This is what was throwing us off initially, like, when Black and White was announced, because there was that trailer that showed the present being open, like, for your starters, and, like, the ribbon was going, like, toward you out from the screen. And it looked like it was supposed to be 3D. And there's, like, quite a few elements in Black and White where it's, like, that looks like they were doing it for something 3D, like, very much like, ooh, it's coming at you kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I'm gesticulating. I'm sorry. But, yeah, apparently there are very, very few games, like maybe only like a small handful of games that do, DS games, I should say, that do have very limited 3DS enhancements if you play them on a 3DS machine. So I think that it will have some 3D.
Well, Nintendo's done that before with Game Boy games that were enhanced for Game Boy Color. So I think it's just as possible they could do. Yeah. They could put the same thing in a DS card if they wanted to, and they knew what they were aiming for. And since Pokemon in America comes out like a matter of weeks before the 3DS, like, maybe even it'll be one of those situations where it wasn't on the Japanese card, but they put it on the American card, though.
I think it's going to be on both, though, because there's no... I think that those two cards, there's really no changes to the programming at all, except for, like, the very superficial localization. Mm-hmm. If it's on one, it's going to be on the other.
Okay.
But, yeah, the question was on IGN or something, like, asking, can I play my old games on my 3DS? And he's like, yeah, it's totally backwards compatible with all DS and DSi games. Those games will not be able to display imagery in 3D, despite being used on the 3DS. However, some games, most notably Pokemon Black and White, will gain some enhanced functionality when played on the new system. So, and then he goes on to say, these cases should be considered extremely rare, however.
It's
so
just a static Bidoof in 3D that sits there.
Yeah. And now that's been taken down off the... that's been removed from the story, I read, that the... That question has.
Oh,
been.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And that was an update I read on PokeBeach.
Oh, yeah.
The PokeBeach was saying they don't know if that means it. They were misquoted, or if that means it's true. And then Nintendo's like, we're not revealing that yet. Shut up.
It seems so obvious, though. And again, I keep going back to that present, but like, it seems very obviously that they animated that with 3D in mind.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it would have been a waste not to.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I guess, I mean, that's good. I have a feeling they'll be kind of crabby. Just, like, movies that are retroactively made 3D, it's not going to be that great, but whatevs. So there's that. And then another thing, too, is that I haven't really looked at Korokoro scans in a long time, but there's some news that's coming out in Korokoro. One that I thought was really cool, and I know you don't usually talk about the anime or movies very much because they're usually, I'm just not interested. I don't think any of us are really that interested in it.
I was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Not so much. Yeah.
But,
more like 13 years ago.
Kind of interesting. The new Victini movie is going to have two versions. Did you guys hear about this?
What?
There's going to be a Russian. Michael Krim looks really interested right now.
Victini movie, two versions. Tell me more.
Yeah. There's going to be a Reshiram version and a Zekrom version. And I'm not really sure based on, I guess there is going to be two versions, but they're having people vote on which version they want to see. So I don't know whether one is going to be like the canon version and then the other Director's one is going to be scrapped or what. But yeah, there's going to be apparently a Reshiram version and a Zekrom version.
Ash dies in one version.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be maybe the winner is the, like, maybe in the movie both of those guys fight and then the winner is who they vote for, or is who people vote for.
Well, the movies are going to be...
I'm not sure what the plot of the movie is.
Well, I think, yeah.
I don't care what the plot of the movie
is. I think one is going to feature Reshiram and one is going to feature Zekrom. It's going to be basically like how the games are. You get one or the other. Okay. And
are they going to talk? Probably.
I should
like
think so.
Psychic, probably, psychic yeah, stuff.
Legendary is always psychic.
Hello, Ash.
Talk.
It is I, Zekrom.
You puny humans have made too many mistakes. I will destroy all of you. Wait, I'm so full of love for the world and Pokemon. Don't do it.
All right, my bad. See you later, dude.
You have taught me so much, Ash.
So, okay, so this is an interesting tidbit to you. Just ask.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
yeah. Sorry. if they were going to be voiced or not. Mm-hmm. So there's a drawing contest for kids in Japan to draw their version with the Pokemon that they want, either Reshiram or Zekrom.
That sounds awesome.
Drawn. And then the kids who win get to voice the Pokemon in the movie.
What?
I just spit. I was so...
That's insanity.
I'm so shocked.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. It'll be just a small...
Well, I guess if they're...
I'm sorry. They don't get to voice the Pokemon. That's ridiculous. Okay. That's ridiculous. Okay. They will be given small voice roles in their respective movie. So I guess both movies are going to get shown.
Say.
Sorry, I'm reading this news as we talk about it.
I don't know. If they show the legendary Pokemon as much as they normally do, like, it's maybe like 5 to 10 minutes of animation.
Well, the Darkrai movie, he was in it a lot.
That's true. But Victini's
the only one I've watched.
Victini's the star. This movie does.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah, Victini's the star. So, but then the really important news with this is that there's going to be a Victini given away at the theaters that finally knows V-Generate, so that's exciting for Japanese people. And then also that between February 15th and March 14th, so you've got a whole month, starting tomorrow, yay, I'm going to download it tomorrow, there's a Zoroark that you can download over Wi-Fi.
Oh, boy.
That has the special move, Bark Out. So, which is breedable. If you breed Zoroark with the Ditto, you can get a Zoruo with Bark Out, too. So, yeah, I'm going to be downloading that tomorrow. And that's only for, well, obviously, because it hasn't come out here yet. But anyone who imported copies of Black and White can do that anywhere you live in the globe. So that's exciting.
Yep.
So, yeah, any more news? I think that pretty much...
Nah, that's it.
Covers it. How are we doing on time? I feel like I'm trying to talk really fast so we can get through everything. Oh, we're doing pretty good. Okay, did you guys read the Black and White Spotlight on Saturday? Gothitelle and Reuniclus?
I looked over it. I did.
What do you guys think? Who do you prefer?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of creeped out by the gothic Lolita lollygoths.
Like
and then
she's better than... better than Jinx, though, right?
Well, yeah, but it kind of is my Jinx hatred comes into my distaste for that. It's like Jinx, but with a weird gothic Lolita thing from Japan, which, I don't know, makes it even stranger.
Yeah, it is right. Well, the thing is, if you think about it, there's so many parallels between Gothitelle and Jinx, because Gothitelle is based on, as you said, the kind of fashion trend of gothic Lolita, which is kind of, it was really popular in Japan, but I mean, it still is popular in Japan, but I think it's kind of branching out. I don't know if you guys have been to J-Town lately.
Yeah.
There's always at least a couple lolis walking around there.
But by the time America hears about it, it's already out of fashion in Japan.
Yeah. No, there's still, I think it's
that was a slightly hyperbolic statement.
No, usually that's true, but lately I think, I don't know. I think
it's a classic trend that will never die.
It is a exactly.
Dressing up like a maid.
Yes.
And then.
So, but yeah, and then Jinx apparently was based on the Gengoro trend. Do you guys know this one?
No.
Yeah.
Gross.
Oh yeah,
which
that
is also,
one.
I don't know.
That's one that's lost in translation, kind of.
Yeah.
Between Gothic Loli and Gengoro, Mike Grimm, wouldn't you agree that the Gothic Lolita is the superior trend?
That's not even an argument.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I mean, they're both based on like really trendy kind of
Harajuku district, fashion Japan.
Yeah.
Gomenasa.
But yeah, so I like the, just based on the design, I like it a lot better than the.
Oh, that was so, in my interview, that was so embarrassing when I said, like, I tried to say no Japanese words around them, like, even guessing what one can, like, to say, like, I didn't even want to say hello in Japanese. I was like, I'm going to destroy this and look like an idiot. But then I had to say, like, the name of one of their games was, like, Itadaki Street. And, like, the second I said it, I was like, I'm saying this wrong, aren't I? They don't know what I'm talking about.
You just immediately blurted out, Domo arigato, Mr. Robasha. It's pretty awkward.
Yeah, that can be awkward sometimes, especially if you know just enough that it's rude not to say anything that you know, because you should, it's kind of one of those things where if you do know, you should identify yourself as knowing so that they don't embarrass themselves by saying something secret in front of you.
Yeah.
But then if you, and then you can't, but then you're like, oh, no, a little, but then not that much. Whoa, slow down, stop. So
I stand bolt upright, bow my head directly down, hold my business card out with two hands, and then yell awkwardly. And then I get a nosebleed and run away.
Exactly.
Later when I take a nap, I get a huge snot bubble in my nose.
That meeting so made me want to know Japanese. It, like, it was so frustrating. Yeah. That language barrier.
There's a translator. You can study. I think the coolest thing about Gothitelle, going back to the Pokemon Spotlight, is her Gothitelle. It's her shadow tag ability. In the Dream World, you can get a Gothitelle shadow tag, which is a very rare ability. I think Mike Groom will know that. Wobbuffet is one of only two Pokemon, I think, previously that could learn, or that not that could learn, but could have the ability shadow tag. So that's really exciting.
What's that ability again?
It's the one that prevents Pokemon from fleeing or switching out.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a really good one. So there's that. I think that's easily the most notable thing.
So Gothitelle's a Pokemon.
Yeah.
And what's the other one?
Oh, God. Reuniclus?
Is this the blob one?
Yes.
Yes.
I love the design of Reuniclus. I mean, he's really cool. He kind of reminds me of Rotom, and I couldn't really find a way to word this in the article, but he's got that kind of outline like Rotom does. Like, he's like a blobbier, less angular version. But I think he's awesome.
His design's way better. His evolution's cool too, how he kind of like gets arms or whatever. The Gothitelle one I thought was kind of lame, where it's just she gets taller. It's like, let's put some more triangles underneath her or whatever.
Oh, and Gothitelle is exclusive to...
Said they were both white.
Black,
And then Reuniclus is exclusive to white.
Okay.
So which makes sense that Gothitelle would be on the black version.
Yeah.
So,
I'm still going black, even though I don't like her. I'm still going to go black.
I mean, yeah, you can just trade off the GTS, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get black version, too. So, yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, they're okay. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. The Bob one's pretty cool. The Gothitelle one I don't really like.
Yeah. Yeah, and Reuniclus has a bunch of pretty good abilities, too. For some reason, this generation, I'm really focused on abilities. It's very interesting to me. He has two, actually, new abilities that are totally new this generation. One is Regenerator, which I think finally got localized as Regenerator, which restores one-third of his HP when he switches out.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah, and then also Overcoat, he doesn't take damage from weather conditions.
That's garbage.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
but
weather...
Like, you never know, it could come in handy.
Weather's pretty rare.
For my Sandstorm build that I have for my team.
But it's one of those things where it's kind of disappointing, because then the two new abilities aren't as good as the old ability. He can also have Magic Guard, which is, like, clearly the best ability.
Sure.
Which, that prevents damage from... all indirect moves and status effects, so he can't be leech seeded.
Wow.
He can't be spiked. He can't be poisoned. Well, he can be poisoned, but he won't take damage from the poison, which means that he's not poisoned, pretty much. Yeah. So,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, really awesome. So, I'm looking forward to seeing a little bit more strategy with both of them, but I don't know. I just prefer the Reuniclus. He just looks really cool. So,
agreed.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, okay, moving on. Oh, question of the week. So, last week's question of the week. Let me see if I can bring up a couple responses. So, the question of the week last week was, who would you cast in a live-action Pokemon movie as the Pokemon themselves. Thanks, Chris and Tyler. But a lot of people were, like, eagerly answered this question. And I think a lot of people just picked out certain, like, notable physical attributes, such as, like, Angelina Jolie should be Jinx because they both have
giant lips,
and Hulk Hogan as Alakazam because of their mustaches.
Well, Hulk Hogan would be Machop or Machamp.
Yeah. Well, no, the mustache, Henry, the mustache.
I guess.
My favorite was Adrian Brody as Hypno, I think. Did you guys see that Adrian Brody YouTube video that's just, like, really hypnotizing?
Yeah, I did see that.
I enjoy that. And then someone said Johnny Depp is Lucario, which I thought was kind of sounded like a serious answer. Mm. Oh, the best one, though. I'm sorry, I got to go with Conk King on this. It says Nick Cage needs to play Ursa Ring so he can have a recreation of the Wicker Man.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the best one.
I would pick
King wins.
What about what fat actor would play Snorlax?
Brian Dennehy.
Oh, I think someone said Kevin Smith.
That's pretty good. Kevin Smith is fat.
My problem with Brian Dennehy, I was going to suggest, like, John Goodman. John Goodman could be, like, a big teddy bear if he wants to be. But, like,
he can play Wailord.
Brian Dennehy's too angry, and that's my problem. Chris Farley would have been good in his time.
This is such a bizarre analog to make. Like, it makes no sense to me. I'm like, nothing is even coming to mind. I'm just like, Gwyneth Paltrow's Pikachu. Why? I don't know, because those are the first two things that popped into my head.
Ellen Page would be an okay Pikachu.
Henry's clearly more into this.
I can't really get into this too much. Kerr Eld said Bruce Willis as Jigglypuff.
Now we're just being silly. You would pick somebody who's a good singer as Jigglypuff.
That's true.
Katy Perry, Jigglypuff.
Yeah.
She's a great singer.
Oh, yeah, and her eyes are very blue and bright. Jigglypuff.
And she poses with pink things a lot,
that's
too.
That's true. Oh, good answer. Good serious answer.
I'm trying here.
You treated this with a lot more respect than we should have.
So let's get on to this week's question of the week, which I'm kind of... I may be asking people to do some work for me. So I'm trying to see how I can say this, skirting around it without actually breaking any embargoes. We may have some kind of interview coming up about Pokemon. Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe we're interviewing each other about
Pokemon. Exactly. Maybe we're interviewing each other about Pokemon. That would be awesome, actually.
So, Mike, which human actor do you think is a good Pokemon?
But if, totally hypothetical, let me repeat, hypothetical. This week's question of the week is, if you could ask the creators of Pokemon any question in the world, what would you ask? Now, I already have hundreds of questions lined up, so... No guarantees that we're probably great minds think alike. We probably will double up. But if you could ask the creators of Pokemon any question, what would it be?
I remember, Grimbrack, when you were a freelancer, you got to interview the creators of Pokemon.
I asked them most of the questions.
And I even suggested a question to you to ask, I asked you if you'd ask them what their least favorite Pokemon was.
Ah, yes. Mm. Yeah, that was a good question, too.
And they refused to comment.
Yeah. And their answer was all of them. Yeah. And none of them.
Yeah. Well, they did. I mean, analogic, too. I think they said, like... all the ones that are in the games are ones that we approved to exist, so we obviously like them enough that they are.
And if we say anything bad, Miyamoto will hang us up by our thumbs from the Nintendo dungeon.
It will cause great dishonor.
Great dishonor to all clans.
You guys don't have any pressing Pokemon questions? I've got a couple.
There's a difference between, like, asking a question in an actual interview and, like, I'm having a beer with the guy and we're, shooting the breeze on Pokemon,
Well, I would ask, I don't know. I'd be interested what they think of the philosophy that's especially introduced in the plot of Black and White of Pokemon slavery or Pokemon friends.
That's pretty serious.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Well, they're the ones who opened it up by even talking about it and putting it as a plot point. So.
That's true. They kind of moved a bit more towards that with Black and White, for sure.
Yeah. Well, then, Carolyn, you brought up how, like, in the... in, what was it, Ranger or the other spinoff where they talk about the Pokemon don't want to be slaves. They want to be free, and that's the best thing to do for Pokemon. So
that's very true. That's a good point. I wonder how that question would be worded concisely. Do my work for me.
I really had that. That was a problem I had in my recent interview.
It's tough sometimes.
Remember when you're talking to Japanese developers, you really get that answer, just the please look forward to it.
Yeah.
Everyone always says
the
that.
The worst is email. If you ever take over our jobs, here's a pointer right now. Never do an email interview. They will not answer a single question.
Unguarded response. Yeah. And also, like, and you got to assume they're sending it to PR people first just in case they might write something interesting. And the PR person's like, that's too interesting. They can't know this.
Yeah. Everything is always like, oh, we hope that you enjoy all the new great things we've done with this game. Please look forward to it. Every question, just copy-paste every question.
I got a couple answers last week of like, hey, you know what game, do you ever think of remaking this game? You have good questions. Ha 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 ha. Nice. There's going to be a few parenthetical laughs in my eventual interview.
As with all Japanese interviews, there will be many parenthetical laughs.
Yes.
Askawada laughs.
But I have some specific questions that I kind of want to ask that I feel like it's been enough time that maybe we could get straight answers on, like from the original, like red,
green,
blue.
Yeah, they usually do feel a lot more open about old. Yeah. Once the game's old enough, they don't care about the secrets as much.
I'm dying to ask about Missing No 1, Missing No actually is.
I actually asked.
Oh, you
them
did?
About that. Yeah, I cut it out of the article because they didn't know what I was talking about.
Oh, well, if we ever get the opportunity, I might try and press them on that again and then explain with diagrams.
It was pretty awkward. I went to great lengths to try and illustrate what I was talking about, and they're like, there is no glitch in this game. What are you talking about? And I was like,
the Matrix men come and drag you away.
And then I spent a week in the Nintendo dungeon.
Yeah. that makes me sad. But yeah, and then I would also maybe hypothetically like to ask them about the whole Butterfree Venomoth thing, like if their sprites were switched, and then also the whole Cubone, Marowak, Kangaskhan kind of hazy thing, like if they were originally supposed to be related.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a bunch of questions like that. Is Ditto a failed Mew clone? I don't know. Seems like he is.
I'd like to know all those theories.
And you don't understand. Let me explain it real quick for you, and then you can tell me. But no.
Have to present them with the Theorymon questions.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Theorymon. I was making a point.
Oh, you know, theorycraft. Yes. Yeah.
Conspiracy theories. Pokemon conspiracy theory, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly. Yes. That's never going to happen. But it would be really cool if we could get official response about that. Someday, maybe. Who knows?
Theoretically.
Yeah. I don't know.
I would ask them what they think of my DeviantArt fan page.
Yes!
That's what I would ask them.
Oh, I would ask them about, what's her name? The Pokemon princess? Do you know who I'm talking about?
With all the stuff?
The girl who does all the princess versions of the different Pokemon cosplays, the different versions.
I have not
princess
heard
versions.
Of this.
I'll link you after this.
Excellent.
Remember that one? I think it happened between our being on the doing a Pokemon podcast, but remember that one of all the cute girls as Pokemon set?
I feel like that cycled around like a couple years ago. I think that's kind of old.
It could be.
Or at least one version of that. I remember seeing a YouTube video of that like a really long time ago.
Oh, well, we should move on.
But yeah, sorry. Do you want to get to Pokemon of the Week?
Who is it?
I think y'all can guess. I kind of went back and forth. I almost went like Rose Raid because it's Valentine's Day, roses.
Oh, yeah.
But we got to go with Love Disc because it's a heart.
Yeah. Hey, that's quite literally what it is.
Yeah.
It is a heart with the face on it.
Yeah.
Terrible moves, bad stats, no evolution, right?
Pretty much, yeah. So one thing I do like, I was desperately grasping to think of positive things to say about Love Disc. And one thing I think is kind of cool is that, so sometimes, you know, when you see shiny sprites and sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, what were they thinking? Does any thought go into these palette swaps for the for the shinies, and sometimes I just think they just pick random. They have like some random color generator that just picks the random colors because a lot of the shinies are ugly. However, Love Disc, I think some thought went into this. Love Disc shiny is gold, and it's speculated that it's a play on like Heart of Gold.
Oh, I see.
So isn't that sweet, guys? Heart of Gold.
Yeah, they're big Neil Young fans.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, now I'm going to have that stuck in my head. But, yeah, so I think, I don't know, that's the kind of the coolest.
That's a good name.
So, and what then type also, of Pokemon is Love Disc? It's a fish, right?
Water, yeah, fish.
Ugh. It's even worse than normal.
Yeah. I know, water is just, oh, God, I don't know. But, yeah, so, and then for a long time, it was speculated that, the Pokemon, the pink fish Pokemon from Black and White. I think its name has been officially localized as Alomomola. He was Mamambo before. You may know him as Mamambo. It was going to be an evolution for Love Disc, and I was like totally convinced that it was.
Oh,
it
that's right.
Like,
I remember. Yeah.
But it's not. So I still am holding out that like sixth generation, they're going to tie those two together somehow.
It seems like they've had a lot of loose ends of time, because, I mean, very rarely do you see Pokemon that are so half-assed, and then they go nowhere. Not only are, like, they poorly designed, they're horrific, not horrific, but just super boring. And it's just, there's no evolutions, and there's no hope.
Yeah, I feel like Ruby and Sapphire was a pretty good generation for new Pokemon designs. Like, they're all, almost all of them are designed pretty good, with the exception of, I don't know, there's just some Pokemon, like you said, that are just... I don't know, they're just for the collection. Like, you would never want to use them for anything.
Love Disc.
Like, Love Disc, I think Solrock and Luna Stone or whatever.
Solrock's cool design.
He's a cool design, but I don't know, I'm just not really excited about it. Love Disc is one of those Pokemon, to me, where there's two kinds of Pokemon in my... Well, three kinds of Pokemon in the world for me. Ones that are useful in battle... Ones that are useful outside of battle, such as, like, there's a ton of Pokemon who I would never use in a battle, but are really useful to my gameplay. I mean, the most obvious one is Ditto for breeding. But, like, I'll use, like, a Camerupt with Magma Armor or whatever to help hatch my eggs. I'll use, like, a Ralts with Synchronize to help catch wild Pokemon that are the natures that I want. Mm-hmm. You know, there's lots of Pokemon who they may not have a use in battle, but they have a use... elsewhere in the gameplay, but Love Disc is just one of those ones where I'm like, I got nothing for you.
Love Disc is just like love, useless and disposable.
Nice.
Very cynical, Henry.
I'm sorry.
But
did you know,
like,
that I'm single on Valentine's Day? Could you tell?
But, yeah, I mean, Love Disc, it's like, he'll be lucky if he ever sees the light outside of the PC. Like, it's just straight to, it's just one of those Pokemon that's just straight to the PC. He'll be lucky if I put him on my ranch so he can, like, get some fresh air. But then he's a fish and there's no water at the ranch. I'm sorry.
But he has charm moves, right? Like, he has to. I don't even know what his moveset is. But, I mean, I can't imagine he doesn't have some sort of dumb infatuation move.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Because, I mean...
I've never used him.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
He has Brine. That's a pretty good move. I don't know. You can learn Surf, Waterfall.
I guess if you needed a gimmick water HM on, you could maybe use Love Disc.
Yeah. I don't know.
Garbage.
Well, Love Disc.
Love Disc.
Love.
A tribute.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
I think that's it. Oh, one other thing I wanted to mention really quick is your brother gave us really cool plushies.
Yeah.
Really cool plushies.
That was so nice.
I thought he was just a listener. And so he sent me just a quick PM saying, oh, I hope you got the plushies, blah, blah, blah. And he signed it, Grim. And I was like, he must really like Grim. What's his first name?
Guy.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was Guy or Guy. I don't want to say. He might be French. I don't know.
This is my brother, Guy.
So, yeah. And I'm just like, oh, Guy Grim. He must be a really big Grim fan. Awesome. So I'm like, hey, thanks. Grim's on vacation, but when he gets back, I'll give him his Pokemon. And then you came back and you're like, oh, my brother's son. And I was just like, oh, that's your brother. So thank you.
Yes.
That's cool.
Thanks to my little brother.
Was he in Ireland with you?
He's there now, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He didn't even tell me until he'd already shipped him. Like, he gave no one any notice. He was just like, oh, yeah, there's packaging away with stuff. Yeah.
It was really sweet, though, because they're really quality plushies.
And I have a little Oshawott hanging from my desk.
Yay, I have a Snivy.
And I have Pokeboo. I mean,
Tepig.
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 Yeah. God, that name is so... It's Tepid. It's not Pokeboo is so much cuter.
You can call him Pokeboo. I have a plush Turtwig that I got from Christian Nut from the Pokemon Center, and I still call him Naturu because Turtwig is just kind of...
It's like Turdwig.
Turd, yeah. Yeah, I accidentally, that was the thing I named. I named my starter Turd or Turdy. And then I realized, like, when we were doing all the Diamond and Pearl coverage, and then I realized, crap, that's the one I'm, like, using in all the videos for the site. And I'm like, oops, sorry, guys. So, yeah, anyway. So, yeah, thanks for that. And I guess we'll see you next week.
Yep. Bye.
Night.